David, first of all, a point, but two great saves by the keeper to deny you the three.
Yeah, and there was, you know, fantastic saves, match-winning saves, or you know, point-gaining saves, whatever you want to call them. You know, he's had a worldie tonight, but we've tried to do everything to win this football match. We've committed wholeheartedly and fully to compete and win this football match, and unfortunately we've only brought one point home, but the clean sheet has really pleased me.
Up at the other end, you were never tested, were you?
Well, you know, against a team like Stevenage, you've got to have the ball and respect the ball and make sure that you don't give them back, because it is being launched back into your last third, and we never allowed that. They want a high percentage of turnovers. They want to they want to get it in the last third and create havoc and corners and set pieces, but we didn't allow that because they didn't have the ball. We didn't give them the ball, and that was the game plan. And we've created some threatening chances and some threatening forward movements, but failed to score. And you know, barring, like you said, the keeper's fantastic saves, you know, it's 3 points, and we've just not achieved that tonight.
I was watching the warm-up, and I actually said in my preview about how bad the pitch was cutting up. It's dreadful, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no stability at all in it, is there? You know, and I don't know. I'm stunned myself. I watched the warm-up, the guys doing possession, and every time they've made a pass, it's just the earth's moved underneath them. You know, the grass has completely just tore up. So, you know, but we tried to move it well. We've tried to dominate our style on Stevenage, and we've done that, and completely dominated proceedings, you know, away from home.